westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 2 to 4. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Sierra, 40s, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. West, veering northwest later in Fisher, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 at first in Thames, veering west 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Dover, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. North Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers later, good. South Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Hebrides, Bailey, westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly later 2 to 4. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 24th of June. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest, 4. Recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1,002, falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 1, 30 miles, 999, falling. Lerwick, west-northwest, 5, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 993, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, slight drizzle, 24 miles, 1,002, falling. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1,007, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5, 11 miles, 1,014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1,016. Jersey, west-southwest, 4, 12 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4, 5 miles, 1,016. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 7 miles, 1,016, falling. Valentia, southwest, 3, slight showers, 1,900 metres, 1,012, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, southwest, 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,007, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest by west, 4, slight showers, 2 miles, 1,004, falling. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday, the 24th of June. The general situation: during Tuesday, a moderate to strong west to southwesterly airflow will continue to affect the United Kingdom, with either showers or longer spells of rain or drizzle expected in many areas, especially in the west. A ridge of high pressure will follow eastwards during the evening and overnight, bringing lighter winds. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 3 to 5, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4, then backing southwest again later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, veering west, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west, 3 to 5, backing southwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times later. Occasional rain at first in north, good, occasionally moderate at first in north. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in east, veering westerly, 2 to 4 later. Fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 2 to 4 later. Fog patches later in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in east. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Drizzle and fog patches for a time in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, then becoming variable 3 or less in north. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Isle of Man, southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3, then west 3 or 4 later. Rain and drizzle, then becoming fair, moderate or poor, becoming good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardmaghan Point, southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Ardmaghan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, westerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, but 5 or 6 at first in south, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, it's 5:43, and time now for prayer for the day. Here's Anna Magnusson.
Morning. I grew up with the clacking sound of a manual typewriter, Both my parents were journalists. They met in the early 1950s in the newsroom of the old Daily Express. I often think how noisy that place must have been. The battering of typewriters, the scrape of chairs, the ringing of phones, and the buzz and thrum of conversation. At home, where Dad often worked late into the night, I remember I can still hear that two-fingered clacking of the typewriter coming from his study. Mum and Dad weren't touch typists. The sound they made was mechanical and noisy. Many decades later, my mother was commissioned to write a history of the Women's Guild of the Church of Scotland. By that time, she had graduated to a newfangled electric typewriter. It made a tick-tack-tick sound as she typed. She worked in a big room which used to be called our playroom, which sounds like something out of Enid Blyton, but all I remember doing there was playing table tennis in the summer on an old, uneven dining table. We played there for hours, so the blip-blop sound of the wee white ball also sits deep in my memory. But when I close my eyes, clear as a bell across the decades, I hear that sharp little tick-tack of Mum's typewriter, and behind that, the metallic battering from Dad's study as he worked late into the night. It's a soundtrack to my growing up. Sound memories are elusive and precious. They can bypass the mechanics of trying to remember, and in an instant, undo the shackles of time. For that gift and that blessing, I give thanks this morning. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Anna Magnusson, and that formed part of our celebration of 55 years of Prayer for the Day here on Radio 4. The time is now 6:15, time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, the government plans to invest more than £2 billion in a new national